So Hebrews chapter 12, just the first three verses, probably quite familiar words. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We thank God for this reading from his word. Just a few thoughts today on seeing clearly. Seeing clearly. We have a picture there of an eye. If you just have a quick look at your neighbour, into their eye, gaze into their eyes, what a great opportunity to look into your wife's eyes or your partner's eyes or a stranger's eyes. And we see an eye. That, of course, is how we see, seeing clearly. And, of course, I guess most of us would claim, if we're asked, do you see clearly? Now, of course, the first thing we may think about is our sight, our physical sight of actually seeing things with our eyes. Many of us will admit, no, my sight, my physical sight is not perfect. I don't see clearly, and so I wear specs, or I should wear spectacles, and that helps me to see more clearly. But of course, there is another sort of sight, and it is this other sight. It is our perception of the world, of ourselves, of others, that impacts the way that we live. How we view things impacts the way that we live. Now, we have here a picture of an eye, and it's beautiful and blue, grey blue eye. But what happens if we take some filters and we were to place them in front of that eye that sees potentially so clearly? What happens? Tell me, what would happen if you put filters in front of the eye? A rose-tinted view, perhaps, if it's a rose-tinted filter. And so we can try. Now, our vision of life, I would claim, is always filtered. That is our perception, not our physical eyesight, but our perception of life is always filtered. There are always things that influence us and cause us to see with a certain perception, with a certain filter over our sight. So if we take some filters, there's our bluey-grey, beautiful eye there, and we put a filter over. I don't know, was that the rose-tinted filter that we've just put over? Oh, that's another. Is that more beautiful? Green, what does that stand for? Jealousy or envy or something, or a nice blue. I don't know what blue is supposed to. Blue-eyed monster, I don't know. But Avatar, cold. You see, you understand what I'm saying. If we put a filter over our eyes, it changes what we see and the way we see, our perception of life. And of course, we can change that. It's blurred. I don't know quite what's happened to the filter there, but all sorts of different ways in which we can change our perception of what we see. We can look at the world then in different ways. And if I'm right that our sight, our perception of the world and our perception of ourselves and our perception of others is always filtered, it may be true that we can choose the filter, we can choose the way in which we look at the world, we look at ourselves and we look at others. For example, the graphics aren't fantastic, but I think you'll get what I'm trying to do here. Here we go with our eye. If you look at the world through the filter of love, would that change the way that you look at the world? Yeah. If you look at the world through love, it will change the way we look at the world. It will change the way we look at ourselves. It will change the way we look at others. As an opposite to that, perhaps if we have a filter of hatred for the world, for ourselves, or for others, it will impact the way we understand and relate to the world, to ourselves, and to others. And we can keep on going. Fear. Fear is a great motivator for many people. But if we have a perception of the world such that we look at it through that filter of fear, will not our life be somehow skewed? Because we're perceiving through that filter of fear, or we might choose that we have a very positive, very optimistic outlook on life, or we have certain ambition going into this new year, or a sense of purpose, and so on. And we could go on, we could put all sorts of filters in front of our eyes and say, well, this is how either I do look at the world, look at myself and look at others, or how I intend to. Do you see what I'm trying to communicate? That our perception is impacted by certain filters. Now we can say then, our vision of life will always be filtered, but we can decide which filter we want to see through. In the Bible reading we read earlier, a blind man was asked by Jesus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I think it's one of those great accounts of in the Gospels. A blind man is asked by Jesus, "What do you want from me?" And of course we all say, "Well, of course, Lord, it is so obvious what this blind man, surely this blind man wants to see." But it's almost as if Jesus wants to hear the words out of this man's mouth. What does he really want? What do you really want? Is there something you want from Jesus as you go into this new year? Something that will impact your perception of your world, your life, and your perception of others. If you were asked the question by Jesus, "What is it you want me to do for you?" What would be our response? For this blind man, of course, "Lord, I want to see." Very simple, very straightforward. "I want to see." And that man receives his sight, gets up and begins to follow, pardon me, begins to follow Jesus. And the challenge for each one of us as we begin a new year is to hear the words of Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Particularly in terms of our sight, our perception of the world, of ourselves and of others. Do we want to stay just as we are? Have we got our vision sorted? Or would we say, "Lord, I could really do with seeing clearly for once. If only just for a moment I could see things as they really are. If only for a moment I could see things, Lord, as you see things." What do you want? Now, I said a moment ago that our vision is always filtered. And I do believe that our vision is always filtered through something. For example, our experience can be the filter through which we see the world. If you've had particularly bad experiences in terms of relationships, that will impact your sense of trust, your sense of faith in others. Perhaps it will make you more, perhaps a little harder. Yeah? You know, if relationships have been difficult, if life has been hard for you in a particular way, that will impact the way you relate to the world. Friends are a significant influencer upon us, particularly when we're young. The friends we choose, those we hang around with, have a profound influence upon the way we live, we act, and we begin to respond to the world. I remember in my youth group back home in Sutton Coldfield, a man was talking to us about friendships and the importance as young believers of choosing good friendships. And he gave this illustration. I need to borrow somebody here to do this. This could be dangerous. Do you know what I'm going to do? Andy, can I borrow you? Because I need somebody small. Smaller. What I need you to do, Andy, is I need you to come and stand on the chair. Okay. Okay. Here we go. I want you to imagine that Andy is a good Christian. Okay, so Andy is a good Christian, and what he's decided, he has decided, no, I am strong in my faith. I'm going to hang around with friends who aren't Christians, who have no interest in the things of God or church or anything. But more than that, their behavior is that they are influencing me with is not good behavior either. Their language, their attitudes, and so on, is not good behavior. But Andy decides, well, you're going to pull me up to your level. Is that okay? Yeah, because you're a good Christian. Can you do that? No. You see. Okay. Okay, what did I just do? Pull him down. Thank you. Okay, friends are a massive influencer, particularly when we're young, but as we go through life, choosing our friends, because the things our friends say to us, our concern about what our friends will think of who we are and what we do, influences us significantly. And all of that influence changes then our perception of the world, our perception of ourselves, and our perception of others. This is like a filter. Our friends can create a filter through which we see the world. And of course, a very obvious filter is media, whether it's TV, newspaper, radio, Facebook. Look, I'm so up to, you know, putting Facebook up there, you know, but a massive influence upon us are the media. Why do we believe certain things about events that take place in the world? It is because the man on the radio tells us what to think. You know, back home in Belfast, you know, there are troubles on the street. Well, look, I have to say humbly, why do I think in a particular way about what's happening in Belfast? Well, I'm not there. I don't know anybody who's there in Belfast. It's because the media tell me this is what is happening. These people are responsible. This is who's to blame. And so on. And it becomes a filter through which we respond to the world and we live our lives. All of these filters have an impact upon us. And we're foolish, it seems to me, if we deny that there are filters. But we need to choose our filter. We need to choose how we see the world. We can decide. And today, we can decide, new year, a new opportunity to say, okay, never mind 2012. 2013, I'll take this as a fresh opportunity. The blind man said to Jesus, Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see clearly. I want to see as you see. I don't want to be blind anymore. I don't want to ignore the filters anymore. Lord, I want to see. And then the writer to the Hebrews encourages the believers. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Okay, don't know much about filters. We don't know how to change the influence of friends and family and media and our experience. It's all there clouding us. So the writer to the Hebrews says, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to fix your eyes on Jesus. So through all the rubble that surrounds you and all the mess that surrounds you, right here and now, lift up your eyes and look to Jesus. And decide today that you will fix your eyes on Jesus, that you will begin to live your life through the filter of Jesus. And you will quite deliberately choose, whatever my experience has been, whatever my friends may say or think, whatever the media tells me, that is it not, an increasingly atheistic, materialistic media, whatever all of them say, I will choose today to take on the filter of Jesus. That I will choose today to have a perception that is influenced more by Jesus than any other influence. I will put Jesus over my eyes. And I will seek to see the world as Jesus sees the world. I will seek to see myself as Jesus sees me. And I will seek to see others as Jesus sees others. I will choose today to have that difference, to put away, as the writer to the Hebrews says, to put away the old things, to shake off the things that cling so tightly to us, but we know are no good for us. Let's put them away. Let's have the courage to begin seeing as Jesus sees. It is a choice. Perhaps the best choice. How does Jesus see the world? How does Jesus see me? How does Jesus see others? Well, it's not long before you realize it's about love. It's about truth. What is real? It is about empathy. You know, sympathy is there, never mind. You know, I'm so sorry about that. Empathy is when I sit with somebody and I experience their pain. Yeah. And that's what Jesus does. He doesn't just go, there. I'm sorry about that. Empathy, the way of Jesus is to experience the life of somebody else, to sit with them. And then there is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Somebody on the TV the other day talking about forgiveness, who wasn't a Christian, but he's saying how wonderful forgiveness is. The opportunity and the possibility of forgiving, not just for the other person, but for myself. To put away the cancer that can come upon us emotionally when we don't forgive. But the opportunity to have a freshness in our lives. And Jesus is one who brings encouragement, and we can begin to look at the world with that as our filter, that of encouragement and generosity and wholeness. And of course, the list can go on, but this is choosing our filter, choosing, I will fix my eyes on Jesus, whatever is around about. I will fix my eyes on Jesus. Whatever my experience of the past, whatever my friends have said and done, whatever the media or anybody else might want me to think, I will stand up today and say, I choose, because I can choose, I choose to fix my eyes on Jesus. And let him be the filter, let him be the influence, let him be the one who guides and directs my perception of the world, of myself, and of others. There may be, in 2013, there may be nothing more transformative for your life and for mine than if we take this seriously and choose to look at things as Jesus would. It's perhaps the most daring, perhaps even the most costly thing to do. But it is the best thing to do. Lord, I want to see. Lord Jesus, help me to have the courage to see my life as you see it. To love as you love. To value the things that you value. To freely forgive. To seek relationship above ambition and selfishness. To live freely and lovingly. Help me to follow you. Amen.